Hey guys, and welcome back
to the podcast. Not clickbait. Wow, not clickbait. Episode 9. Yes, episode 9, season 1.
Still in season 1, guys.
You know, we're going for that 12 episode per 12 season. 12 episodes. We're talking like, what goes for 12? We're talking
like a limited series. Like,
what's it called? Wow, now I look foolish.
Anthropology?
No. It's like, it's kind of like what American Horror Story does. Either way, this is like the length of an American Horror Story season, okay? We're talking 12 episodes, and then we'll come back with another season. But we're very happy to be back.
Yeah, it's first week of school. Can you believe?
I cannot. I literally cannot believe.
Well, you're lucky. You didn't even have school today.
Okay, call me out. I did not have school, but I had my 9-to-5 grind.
She did.
I do go to work. And
the grind.
That was more draining than school, I think.
100%. I went to class for 1:15, went back home.
I sat at my desk. I ate some tuna. Not a good choice. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have done that. The CEO of my company might come in.
That's hot.
Sometime this week. Yeah, super hot. Very nervous for that. I'm on my best behavior.
Best behavior, mate.
I want to get an A on my report card. Sorry, my accent's a little rusty.
Haven't used it in a while.
Because, shocker, Val and I haven't recorded in over like a month.
We fooled all of you.
I mean, you could probably tell by our lack of news.
Because it was like lack of my Disney trip, lack of what we did for New Year's,
We were very vague.
Yeah.
I felt the need to tell you. But in all honesty, Christmas was pretty much me with my family. Nothing exciting. New Year's, I got drunk. That was it. So yeah, it's pretty accurate. You said you'd be with your family for both holidays.
But I wasn't even... Okay, so Christmas, I spent it with my... I can't really remember.
She's so fucked up.
I did spend it with my family. New Year's, did not spend it with my mom and dad. I spent it with my aunt and my uncle and all their kids.
Who are still
like
family.
Nikki's BFFs. Yeah, with my family. Had a firework accident, no big deal.
I cannot.
No big deal.
Can
no
you believe?
Deal. Can you believe?
But yeah, our holidays are very simple. Yeah, I mean,
Disney was fun.
Yeah. Did your mom go in on the churros?
Yeah, she everywhere. Because they had that Christmas thing that I think I mentioned, where they had the churros. God. She got churro at every single stand. And every time we went into a ride, she'd be like, no, I'm just going to wait for you guys. Buy a churro. So that's like what it was. Standing in line, bought a churro.
I love that. She knows how to party. That's the kind of party
she
I want to
really
have.
Does.
But
it
yeah,
good.
Disneyland sounds pleasant.
Yeah, I had blue milk or something like that from the Star Wars land.
Blue milk.
I forgot what it was called. I think it was
blue look milk. Up blue waffle. Do you remember that?
No.
I remember. No. Did you never heard that in middle school?
No, because I am not a sex crazed middle school kid. So
okay, so clearly you know what it is.
No, I knew it was something nasty. I didn't know what it was.
The trick was you would tell someone to like Google blue waffle because it was funny, and me, I never Googled it because I don't trust hoes. I was scared. So I made someone else do it. And so I saw it and it was nasty, to be quite frank. But blue milk, not my type.
It's like coconut milk.
I don't like coconut. I said it.
Rice something.
Okay, I fuck with rice milk.
It was really good though. It was really good.
And it was
blue.
Just milk. You're just drinking fucking milk at Disneyland.
Yeah,
like
but it wasn't even milk. It was like thicker than that. I think they just called it that because
it was jizz.
I don't know. I've never seen Star Wars, so I can't really like. I think it was part of like one of the things there. When on one of the rides, oh my gosh, this ride you have to do your job.
My gosh.
Like it's like you do your job or your plane crashes. Oh. So it's full on work. I couldn't even pay attention to what everybody else like. I couldn't even pay attention to the ride because I was too busy pushing my buttons to make sure that we don't fucking crash. We got a score of 75
out of what 100?
Yeah.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, bad. I mean, the people who were flying our plane did a terrible job. I'm just going to say that right now.
Were they randoms?
No, they were randoms because it was just me and Irene who went on.
I'd be like, y'all, I put in the work. This is for Rachel, you big, yes. Fat, white, smelly, nasty-ass bitch.
Yes.
Why you got me a 75% on this ride?
I also waited 2 hours to just have a perfect spot for Fantasmic.
As you should.
It was amazing. They also have fast passes for Fantasmic now.
Did you get some?
No, because I saw what it was. Because by the time we got there, it was literally 12, and they were all sold out. And I was like, okay.
Wow, Why are you shouting about Fantasmic? She's
because
mad.
I loved Fantasmic. Anyways, but then I saw where you sat, and I was like, I can't even see Mickey Mouse right there. So why would I
waste?
I was like, I'd rather just wait the 2 hours and see him.
Perfectly. Did your parents wait for you with you?
Well, it's just my dad and my mom at home. So we went to the hotel, and then Nikki and Irene went to California Adventure.
Oh.
And went on the little.
Stop.
That water ride.
Emotion. That's my husband you're talking about.
I know, but they're like, they're not even like friends.
Oh. They friends. Actually hate each other. No.
But they're not lovers. They're not too like your vibe.
Like my vibe. Nikki, just to be frank, Nikki and I are not lovers. But not. I like will marry him. I will marry him one day just so I can be part of Valerie's family. I'm going to keep that in there.
No, keep it in because here's my tea. In my bio for Instagram,
it's different.
I have you tagged in the thingy. I said, find me at.
Oh, not click babes.
And then it's podcast with you. True. And if you click on it, you have your full on first name and last name on it.
No, I don't.
So I honestly, I don't care if you know my last name.
She wants to get me fucking. Okay, fine. Go ahead. Follow my Instagram.
Because remember, I know you also brought this up to Mercedes. And I think I maybe said it on the podcast. Is that you said you wanted to be famous, but yet you can't post your last name.
Why are you screaming at me?
because I'm upset. She's because you mad. Don't, because you're a hypocrite. You don't know what you want. And that for me.
Oh my God, please don't read me like this.
That for me is triggering. No. 2020, I'm not going to put up with it.
I don't care if people, the thing is though, I think what.
Scares you.
No.
She's not ready.
I'm scared, bitch.
She's not ready for.
No, it's because I put this podcast in my Tinder bio. Yes, I have Tinder. Grow up. And if you want to fight me on it, grow up. That's all I have to say. So I put my podcast.
Yeah.
In my Tinder bio, but I don't have like my Instagram on there.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if people find my Instagram, then all these people will just start following me.
Oh wow, doesn't want the clout. Doesn't
no, want but like a bunch famous. Of nasties. I don't want nasties
also
following me.
You don't have
me.
To add them back. And that's
oh fuck, she's so smart.
Like,
well, either way,
because isn't your account private?
Yeah.
So
only because I don't post good photos. If I post really good, if I posted amazing photos like frequently, then I would unprivate it. But in the meantime, it's just private because my photos are not. Feed worthy.
Why don't you just make an public. Instagram? I think we need to make an Instagram for the podcast. Because then you could just put it there and then
just pictures of myself. People.
No, but like
I don't give a fuck. I'll give you my Instagram and I'll give you my Twitter. It's Mersaydaze. Mercedes.
You got that? Write it down.
Mersaydaze. Follow me on Twitter. I don't give a fuck about Instagram. I'll probably deny your request.
Mm-hmm. Twitter. That's
but Twitter,
where
that's where my hype is at. Follow me on fucking Twitter. But that's beside the point. Yeah, and I think it's crazy because our listeners have gone up a bit in these past couple of weeks, and it's because I put
the Tinder.
I put the podcast in my Tinder bio.
I think I should put mine.
You should. Valerie's also on Tinder. That
I
fucking coward.
Bumble, you guys.
I've been on Bumble. Oh, I just kissed the mic. I was just too excited.
She just made out with it.
I just made out with it,
and
yeah.
It's an intense experience. Bumble is way different than Tinder.
I know because the time limit.
The time limit, one, and then two, the girl has to message the boy first. And I've never talked to a boy, so
I've never really seen a boy.
The vibes. Like, you know what I mean? I was just like.
Speaking of vibes,
what's
your vibe check?
Weekly vibe checks. Y'all.
Oh my God, we're so out of this.
We're so out of it. We're back in.
What's your vibe check, Val?
My vibe check. Right now, you know, it's going. I'm pretty sure this boy, I just want to apologize to him firmly on here. On the record.
I don't think he listens, but yes, on the record.
On the record. If you do listen to this eventually, because I've mentioned it to you.
Oh, T.
I don't think you're a douchebag, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you think. I'm so sorry if I put that in your mind. I was playing around a little bit. Oh. Playing around didn't mean, I don't know if I hurt your feelings.
Who would you say that to?
This boy.
Is it the one you were talking about earlier or no? A different one, random one.
The only one that I've been talking to.
Oh, balls. You called him a douchebag? I don't remember him.
No, because he said that, oh, sorry if that's like a little douche. If that's douchey. And I said like, a little bit. And then he was like, oh, like, I didn't mean it that way. And so then I felt really bad because I was like playing around. I didn't think he
took it seriously.
Yeah.
He was
so I'm going to apologize. I'm going to apologize for that.
Oh, that's very noble of you.
Yeah. So
good
for
you.
On the record out here. I'm sorry.
Apologizing to that one man. I mean, it's not like you talked to a million. Yeah, no, sometimes she just brings up stories of her ex-boyfriends and I get it really confused.
Like, she thinks it's now. I think honestly, it's you guys, no. I haven't dated anybody since I was a junior in high school. So,
ooh.
And I'm now a senior in college. So that's 5 years.
Wow, you're lonely.
It's not even that I'm lonely. I've talked to boys.
But that okay, whole thing. Okay. But with that, you've also never, I keep kissing the fucking microphone. My bitch ass is lonely. No, you've also never been on a date.
Yeah, I've never been
on the record.
I've never been on a date.
I've never been on a date. And if any lucky man wants to take her on a date, pay for her, by the way.
But it's also really nerve-wracking because I feel like somebody wants to take me on a date and it's like for me, it's kind of like this thing where I kind of want to say no because I'm so scared.
Bitch, you have to go. It's literally like hanging out, like what we're doing, but less weird. There's no sexual tension. But it's
like with somebody I haven't even met. Like,
That's how you get to know someone. How do you meet people?
Usually it was in school. Like, I had classes.
Ew. Well, pretend it's like a fucking class and you're having a conversation. I don't fucking know. Like, oh my God.
It's also scary because I don't really know what to say because I haven't dated.
Like, you talk about your interests like this. You talk about how you have a podcast. You talk about school. You talk about, I don't know, whatever the fuck you want. It's a literal conversation. That's what's... And I totally get it because dating is weird because my first ever boyfriend was someone from high school. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have to like go out and date. And then once I started going out on dates, first of all, very stressful. Mm-hmm. Thought I was going to get murdered. I thought every guy was going to try to murder me. But come to find out, no.
They don't care.
They don't give a fuck about me. So, yeah. Oh, I keep fucking hitting this fucking mic.
Why don't you push it back?
What the heck? It's going to hit me.
Just like...
Anyway... I'm trying to adjust this. Anyway.
I wish you guys were here to see.
I know.
Like, it's like her mouth keeps like...
I just keep... Banging,
like Woody the Woodpecker.
Yeah, just a small little pecks. But yeah, going out on dates was the hardest part. Was first going out on dates.
But what? I'm scared. She just started busting out laughing.
My piece of advice. What? That's why I took a different route.
Okay.
This is just a disclaimer. If you are someone that views me in a professional light and views me in a very platonic way, stop listening.
Stop listening.
That's my mom, dad,
and
family.
Come back in 10 minutes. Skip to 10 minutes from now.
Literally, I will give myself 10 minutes. Skip to 10 minutes from now, and you can still look at me in the same light. If you want to be a nasty and look at me in a different light, and you want to disrespect, you know, you want to cross boundaries,
then keep listening.
Then keep listening. Anyway, I'm going to begin. I took a different route when it came to dating. Instead of going out on dates, I would just hook up.
Okay.
So
yeah,
that kind of like, which is an even scarier thing to do.
Yeah.
Like you're literally having sex with someone that you never knew.
See, that scares me because it's also like you don't know like where they've been.
That's what you
like,
ask.
Like not thinking that every single person is.
That's what you ask.
A whore, but
okay. No, very valid. I was, and this brings me to my next point. So, after a while, like, I feel like everyone can hear what I'm saying.
Nobody
can. I wasn't going out on dates. Mm-hmm. I would just, like, hook up with guys, which is easy because you're in college. And yeah. So, I would do that. And then I was like, wow, I kind of feel worthless, valueless, aww, at least taking out on the goddamn date.
Yeah.
That was, like, for, like, a minute.
For a minute.
I was like, back on my whole shit. But... Then when I started going out on dates, I was like, this is way worse and way more uncomfortable because when it comes to, like, hooking up with someone, that's so easy, especially when it comes to men.
Okay.
Men are the easiest species in the entire world. Mm-hmm. They're not complex. I am so sorry. If you're a man and you're listening to this and I've had a relationship with you in some way, shape, or form, whether it be platonic, romantic, or sexual, you are the easiest species in the world. So easy to guess what they're thinking or know what they want. And when it comes to like relationships, that's why it was easy to hook up because I knew what they wanted. Mm-hmm. And it was easy for like them to get what they wanted and easy for me to get what I wanted. So when it went out on dates, that was a little harder because I didn't know what they wanted. Like I didn't know if they wanted a relationship or if they wanted to just have sex with me. Mm-hmm. They could have just said, have sex with me, and I would have been like, okay.
Yeah, cool.
Why are you putting up this facade? Why you got to pay $15 for a fucking meal? It wasn't even that good. Have you ever played that game, the voting game?
No.
Okay. We need to play it because these bitch asses, my old ass fucking friends, I don't hang out with them anymore. Fake ass bitches. Mm-hmm. They vote. There's a card and it's like, who is the friend that thinks a dinner at Red Lobster and a night at the Motel 6 is romantic? And those bitches voted me. First of all, I'm not a Motel 6. I'm at least a fucking Howard Johnson Inn. Or okay?
She's fucking, an Inn.
I'm an Inn. Get your fucking facts straight. Or a La Quinta. Get your fucking facts straight. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think you would feel more comfortable going out on dates. Especially because, not usually though, men will pay for you. And that's kind of nice.
I think that's the thing that I don't like.
People paying for you?
Yes. I don't, it gives me this like uncomfortable.
Oh, like you owe them?
No. Oh. It's just like, I just don't feel, I don't know. I don't know if it's just because the way that I was raised. Oh. And the way how like things have like, you know, been for me.
I mean, when I was younger, like men paying for me was really cool. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm older and have my own income and like more of it to spend, mm-hmm. I don't care. It's like not a make or break. Mm-hmm. If they're making me pay for every single thing though, that's where I'm like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love like, let me be like, no, let me pay. And then you just like, he's like, no, 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 no.
And you're like, okay.
I'll do it. Like, let's fight for a little bit. Like, let's go back and forth. But then you guys start a fist fight. We actually scrap in the parking lot.
You're like, oh, let me pay. Give me my wallet.
And then you just pay for it at the end.
Wow.
But I've never been on a date, so I don't really know. I don't really know the vibes.
She doesn't know the etiquette.
I don't know the etiquette.
I don't think I know the date etiquette. I don't think I've been on enough
I don't really know.
Dates. And I've had a boyfriend where we would go out all the time, and I still don't know the date etiquette.
Well, I don't even think there is an etiquette. I think you just go, right? And then you just...
Okay, see,
you
bitch.
You guys vibe, if you guys vibe or not. But then, like, I'm scared that what if I go on a date with somebody, and then, like, they're so boring, and, like...
I've had that
or
before.
Or they're uninterested.
I have had... Oh, that's my
I'd
whole
kill
life.
Myself. Like, I don't even think I could, like, handle...
The uninterest? The disinterest. I've had that before.
Thing, because I get scared that people, because like they see my photos and they're like, they think that I look this way, and then
oh my god,
I'm like ugly in person.
No,
I have low self esteem. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I have low self esteem.
Really? We couldn't tell.
I lack confidence. It's all this stuff, and then people, and it's like, it's weird because I grew up, my mom was always like, oh my god, you're so pretty. Friends, oh my god, you're so pretty. I don't feel that way about myself.
It's almost like you're human. It's almost like we all have insecurities.
Well, I know, but like it's to the point where I feel like I don't like doing things. You know what else it could be? Maybe I don't like going on dates because I don't feel, it's gonna sound so bad, I don't feel worthy enough to be taken out on a date. Like I don't
that
feel
shit's sad, bro.
Like I deserve,
put an F in the chat. Like, that was real sad.
Like that kind of thing. Like I don't know, I feel
no,
like,
that makes sense. Yeah,
I don't know. And I'm so used to like just being somebody's like side piece that I just think that that's like all I'm meant for. So I just don't do
this
anything.
Is literally so
I know
sad.
I don't mean to bring anybody down, but it's like all I've had.
You
so.
Bring yourself down. Wow, that's real sad.
You know, but you live with it.
Oh. Does it? Well, I keep kissing this fucking mic. I'm take a shot every time I kiss the mic. You're gonna be drunk.
That's 20 shots.
That's like 20 shots. But dating is it's just a really uncomfortable thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I hate it, because I get a lot of my value from men, mm-hmm. which clearly is not good.
Yeah.
But once you start like, I guess, hooking up with men, at least for me, when I started hooking up with men, I saw myself in a different light. Like I saw myself as like a bad bitch because I was able to, because I was wanted.
Yeah.
I was wanted and I was needed for something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I didn't want to or whatever, men would like beg me. Yeah. Wow, and I was like, damn.
But then I also feel like I'm
this
I,
pussy
I
power.
Can't.
You can't. Oh,
I can't do
well,
that.
Yeah. Well, we all have our steps to take. I don't know. It's just, you shouldn't take advice from me.
Yeah. Let's and also, my brother had told me, at least have 3 main people you talk to and then have like at least 4 like sides. And I was like, I don't
what
know.
Is this, Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I was like, I can't do that. Like, I was like, I literally, like, just, like, the person that, like, I am, like, I need to, like, focus on one person and then write it out till, like, we're both uninterested, feel the heartbreak. Because, obviously, you know, if they're not interested in me, feel the heartbreak. And then move on to, like, the next one. You know what I mean?
Tea. I get really heartbroken easily. If someone doesn't message me back, I'm like, oh. Or if they, like, block me. If I get ghosted, which I've gotten ghosted so many times, that is so shitty because I am so fucking loyal. I'm a loyal-ass bitch.
She is. She I'm really so fucking is. Loyal. She does the most for the people she loves.
I really do.
I experience it. That's
See?
How I know.
There we go. See, we have a testimonial. Literally, I do so much for everyone. And then if you're involved in my life, it is so heartbreaking when people ghost me. I'm like, first of all, you could have just told me.
Yeah, just honest. Be like, look, I'm not interested anymore. Don't be an asshole. I mean, that might suck,
but at the end of the day. Yeah, and don't block me, because if you do, I'll cry myself to sleep.
Like, I feel like they at least deserve that. You know what I mean? Like, somebody at least deserves.
Especially because, like, the people that hurt the most are, like, people that I have mm-hmm. spent a lot of time with. Like, there's this guy my sophomore year, and he, like, took me out on a ton of dates or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I told you about him. I would say, like, I was in love with him or whatever. But he literally ghosted me randomly. Like, one day, I went to send him a picture or something that reminded me of him, and then I couldn't find his, like, Snapchat anymore, and I was like, oh. And then, like, months later, when I was with my ex-boyfriend, we're at the store, and then I saw him with a girl, and I was like, oh. It was all clicking.
Yeah.
Men ain't shit. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Men ain't shit. They ain't never been shit, and they will never be shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I heard some stories from all my friends, even my own stories. But I also don't use, like, that to, like, put it into, like, the next relationship. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
just because if you've been cheated on, like, your new boyfriend, mm-hmm. like, don't, you're not already expecting to be cheated on.
You're
like,
not.
Like, you shouldn't have that vibe.
Like, oh, you don't think he's like it's a like, fresh page. Okay, fresh
like
start.
It's fresh page. Like, he's not, like, he shouldn't pay for the sins of your ex. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was deep. What the fuck?
I'm just saying. That's well, just how.
At the end of the day, you live and you learn. Like, yeah. You're smarter because of it all. So, I would hope you would kind of bring some of that with you. Like, at least you know the signs.
I know,
if your man's is cheating.
But also, men, I don't know what, they're good at it.
The audacity. Days. No, the audacity of man is so fucking bold. I wish I had that type of confidence in myself to just fucking cheat on somebody. As well as,
like, no big deal.
As well as, like, be, not open about it, but, like, get caught.
Like, don't, not even scared. Like,
not even scared. Not even fucking scared.
Like, you're just doing it right in front of her.
Damn, that's just wild. I'm it's telling
crazy.
You, that's
where you're gonna find, like, a good one. Like, you know what I mean?
That's why I, like I said before, I date to fucking marry. Sometimes.
Now or granted, then? Like, or is it changed or?
Bitch. Okay, maybe I've had my few just dates.
Just dates.
Do not call me out like that.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to clarify for the audience.
I guess I date to marry. I don't know.
Good Christian girl.
I'm a good Christian girl. Since 2020, I'm a born again virgin.
Oh my God. I've been a
virgin. Who wants to take my virginity? I'll sell it to you.
I think you don't you have to like wait like a year?
How about you shut the fuck up?
Okay.
No, I'm for me, a month. No.
A month. Okay.
That's a period cycle. That's it. I am, once again, if you're listening and you want to see me in a professional manner, stop listening.
Maybe this isn't the podcast.
This
isn't the podcast.
This episode especially. I am.
Well, how's like the
she's dry
scene for you like now compared to when you were in high school? Like,
oh, it's a whole fucking world. It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Like I said, like in high school, boys just like didn't really know what like a sexual relationship was. Now. Men my age,
like it's like for you, is it more about like the connection?
Oh, like the
like sexual, or is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it more? Because now you're dating to marry, right? So is it more towards?
I'm dating to marry.
Is it more towards the connection, or
I guess the vibes? Do we vibe? No, literally. I guess if I have to talk to them, I prefer to have a conversation. I guess someone that I can be uncomfortable with. I'm very uncomfortable even in my sexual encounters. I will literally laugh, which is bad. I shouldn't laugh.
I laugh a lot when I'm nervous, when I'm happy, when I'm scared. Any emotion, I laugh. So it's like you don't even know what I'm feeling because it's like
I'm laughing. You think I'm having a good time. I will literally laugh. I will laugh in the middle of something.
Yeah.
What else? Someone just took a big ass fucking breath outside the door. That shit was scurry. I will literally laugh. And that throws people off. So that's a little tip for me. Do not laugh when you're hooking up with someone.
Because I feel like that hurts their self-esteem.
It does. They don't. I've done it. I've done it. Or I made jokes.
And
it was just a definite miss. Definite did not land.
They're like, good night.
They're like, I said my Uber's here. I suddenly have to leave. I've just had so many bad
dating experiences.
Not even dates. I had one bad date. Mm-hmm. And that was like this last year. That guy was so boring. I literally had my friends call me and say I had to go to work. Like, they needed me, like a work emergency. And I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Like, I have to go. That was the only time I've ever used that, because he was just so, I don't know. He was like cocky, but for no reason. Like, he had nothing to be cocky about. He wasn't even that attractive. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that attractive. Wasn't funny. And we were playing pool, and he was so bad at pool. He was like talking up this big game. He's like, I'm so good at it. Like, it's okay if you lose. Gross. And I literally won 2 out of 3 games.
Wow.
He only won the last one because I was in a rush because I wanted to leave. So that was the only time I've ever had a really bad date. But I've had, like, really bad hookups. Those have been uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, this one.
I'm this scared. One time.
So it was, like, midnight. On a weekend.
Okay.
I went over, no big deal. And then by the time I was leaving, it was like 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And in the city that we're in, it's not like an always party city. So it's hard to get Ubers. Do you remember this? I remember I Snapchatted her when this was happening. It was so embarrassing because it was like 3 a.m. It was 3 a.m. And I was fucked up physically, mm-hmm. mentally. I was not.
Yeah.
I was fucked up. And so I was trying to get an Uber, and I had everything on. Like, I had my bag. I had everything, my jacket on, and I was waiting for it, and I couldn't get any. I kept, like, canceling and redoing it. I checked Uber. I checked Lyft. I could not. I was about to call a fucking taxi. I was desperate. It was 3 a.m., and so I kept trying to get one, and he was like, oh, have you gotten one yet? And I'm like, I'm genuinely trying. Like, you can look. I'm not trying to be weird. And the whole time, I'm standing in the middle of his living room. I'm standing in the middle of his living room, and he's sitting down at his, like, table, and he's like, you know you can sit, right? And I'm like, I'm good.
Like, I don't want
And I'm fucking standing there for 30 fucking minutes till 3:30 in the fucking morning trying to get a fucking Uber. And that was, just so uncomfortable. I was standing, he was sitting in silence.
Well, would you ever have somebody, like, would you rather prefer hookups at your place or their place?
Their place.
Their place.
Easily. Because mine, it's like, I don't want to. Like, what? I don't know. I don't want that juju, that whore energy in my room. That's where I sleep.
Right.
That's my resting area.
Yeah.
That's my no thoughts, head empty area. So, also a pro tip, never at your place. Because I also feel like people fucking boys just love to comment on my fucking decorations in my fucking room.
Oh, I was like, I said track you. I get nervous that like somebody's gonna be like
obsessed with you,
stalking me. You know what I mean?
I love you, but no one's gonna stalk you.
I know, but like sometimes I get into this fear that like sometimes I feel like somebody's watching me through my window when I'm at home. When I'm at home, I feel this the most. It is closed, but I still feel like somebody's out there. But it's probably because I'm just like a psychopath. But
probably it's God watching.
I just have like a fear.
God's always watching.
Legit, that's probably who it is.
It is. But really, I always recommend the other person's place. Well, make sure you have a get out, like a getaway.
Well, also, I feel like personally, through an assistant.
Right, yes.
Am
I your assistant?
I don't think I could ever go to a boy's house.
Because it's scary?
No, because I get nervous that they're going to want to do things with me. And I'm like,
and you can't get out?
To do that. Yeah.
That's why you punch him in the... That's why you do that self-defense class that we took. Self-defense jiu-jitsu. We took a class. If any of you motherfuckers try me, and this is you fuckers listening from Tinder, if you fucking try me, oh, you won't see the fucking light of day. I'll tell you that right now. I took a fucking jiu-jitsu. I can't even say it.
Jiu-jitsu class.
And I'll fuck you up. Val was my partner. Yeah, she knows.
She knows.
We
I'm strong.
Know. We,
she knows
we're both
that.
Strong. Yeah.
Both strong
Go ahead.
Women.
Strong women. Don't fuck around with me. Tell me the truth. Be honest. Don't ghost me. Or else I'll fight. Simple as that.
There's this show on MTV, because we were speaking about ghosting. Would you ever go on that to, like, confront your ghoster?
Yes.
You would?
That one guy, yeah, that I was talking about my sophomore year.
Would you really?
I'd be like, why'd you ghost me? You fucking fool. I was so heartbroken.
Yeah.
I was so heartbroken. Like,
have you ever been catfished?
No.
Have you ever catfished?
No. I mean.
Have you ever wanted a catfish?
Yeah, kind of. I want a catfish, like. An ex? This is. Ooh. I've considered it.
Oh my god.
Only one. Only my most recent one. Mm-hmm. Just to see what he says about me. Because I know what the other two say. They can go suck a dick. I don't give a fuck what they say. But this last one, I'm curious. I want to know. But what he says about me. I would love to know.
And be like,
I blocked him. He blocked me.
That's true. So technically he blocked you when you had no other choice.
No, he had a choice.
He had a choice.
And it's funny because I told him, I was like, when we break up, I'm going to block you on everything. And he was like, no, don't do that. Like, I still want to talk to you.
What a liar.
Men ain't shit. Legit. They are liars. They cannot be trusted. So.
I mean, not all.
He acts like I want to fucking investigate his life anyway. I don't give a fuck what he does. Mm-hmm. He's probably doing the same shit, which is nothing. Making no girls come.
But
simple
maybe
as that.
He's doing it out of like a comfort for you.
A comfort for me? Yeah. He's dating some ugly bitch.
Because
yeah.
He's dating somebody else. Because wouldn't that hurt? Like you invested so much time with somebody and then, you know.
Yeah, it would fucking hurt, Val.
Because I know, because I had a boyfriend who broke up with me. Right?
And dated someone?
He was already dating somebody. And I told him, I said, be honest, is it because you're dating somebody else?
And he was like.
And he said, yes. And I said, thank you for letting me know. I was like, you should have just broken up with me first.
She said, thank you, sensei.
I was like, thank you, sensei. Because just that's how they always are. It's like, just tell me that you don't
anymore.
It's fine. What pisses me off is when you're over here to have a whole ass another girlfriend. And then you break up with me month into your relationship because you're like, yeah, like, break up with her now. It's like, okay. Coward. The cowardness.
Cowardly.
And then don't come back at me and ask me out again after she dumps you because she cheated on you. Like, I don't need that vibe. Like, I've been through it all.
Mom, I'm scared. Can you come pick me up? Please.
I've been through it all. So maybe for him, it was more like maybe he's just being really selfish and, like, you know.
I genuinely think it's because he thinks he's hot shit.
Probably.
Like, he thinks just because he was nice to me, like, the one man to be nice to me my entire life, he thinks that's, like, worth me fawning over.
Or maybe he was just, like, I know that, like, the vibe for you.
Is to check up on him?
I don't think it's to check up. I think it's, like, if word got out that he was dating. Like,
word with his one friend that he has?
One friend. I think he was just trying to, in a way, like, kind of, like, weird, like, protect you in a way from being even more hurt. Because with my story.
Yeah.
What if he was already dating this person while still with you? Like, you know what
he
I mean?
He wasn't.
Or talking to that person.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
So
I think that's what made me the most mad.
And I think that's why, because he was just like, I don't want, you know, her to get more hurt. You know what I mean?
That's fucking dumb.
Well, I'm just saying that's how what mans did for me, so.
Men ain't shit. No, I'm serious. And I hope he hears my podcast one day so he knows that, like, genuinely everyone I know thinks he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because he thought he was so loved by everybody. My parents loved him. And now they're like, wow, he's a genuine piece of shit. And I'm like, right? Mm-hmm. He was a fucking, what's it called? Something in sheep, oh, a wolf in sheep's clothing.
But lessons learned.
That's
all it is.
I don't trust white boys.
My aunt, I literally told you this. She told me that I needed to date an Italian that can cook.
Or a
white boy. And I said, I'm trying.
Hear that, guys? She's trying.
Physically trying.
Mentally, emotionally.
I've already tried. You know what I mean?
Come on, guys. Take her out on a date. And if I happen to be there, it's all coincidence. Just think of it that way.
Yeah.
If you're on a date with Val and I happen to show up, it's a coincidence. Don't think too much about it.
I mean, obviously not at the table, but like next
but like
to our table.
If I just show up at the same establishment,
yeah,
wherever that may be. It's a coincidence.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's my dating life. I'll probably go into a whole thing about the worst hookups I've ever had.
Dating 101.
Dating what? I'm so bad at dating. I'm literally so bad at it. I just want to know already if, like, how people feel about me. Mm. Like, what if you, like, if you want to hang out, it's okay if you don't. Like, no big deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, no biggie. No, you know, no issue. Don't want to pressure anyone into liking me.
God knows
that's a lot of pressure. It's fine. I'm not
But,
lonely.
I mean, maybe when you go on a date with somebody, be like, what are you looking for? And that way, that
I hate when they ask that. I hate when they ask that because I don't know either. I don't know what I want. What I want changes every day.
Well, maybe, first of all, go on the date. And then if you like them, at the end of it, be like, what are you looking for? And then that way you can see if they're actually looking for a relationship or they're just looking to someone to marry.
Dating to put a ring on my finger?
Yeah, exactly.
? I just want to have a wedding. I think that's why.
Okay. That's it? You just,
I
like...
want a wedding. So I was literally thinking about this in the shower the other day. I was like, wow. I'm going to be so heartbroken if I get divorced because I spent so much time and money in this special fucking wedding that everyone was at only to get divorced.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know there's nothing wrong with it, but it makes me feel like shit. Because I'm not a celebrity. I can't just spend money on a wedding.
Well,
it's like that what Kim K said when she went on that whole thing where she was like, I wasted everybody's time. I flew everybody out.
Yeah, well, and it's embarrassing. Make sure you know. Like, this is the one you want. But
how could you know? Oh, I got a phone call. From whomst? From my mom.
You just have to, like...
She said, I'm hearing your podcast, Cochina. Mom, I swear to God. Parents, if you're listening, or anyone from my family, once again, I am sorry. I'm a 22-year-old woman, okay? I live my life. I pay my own bills. I have a credit card now.
I've already had one, but...
I was too scared of... developing credit, but now I have a credit card.
You should.
I pay my own bills. Celery sticks. They pay me in celery, and I'm okay with that. Yeah, good stuff. Oh my God, Drake messaged me. I'm not Millie Bobby Brown.
No.
Oh. Anyways, are you riding? What else were we talking? Oh. I guess it's time for our newsies.
Oh my gosh, guys. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm sorry that it's so... Like, it's not it's the sad. Happiest. But the last one is. So I made sure, like, all the, like, sad stuff first. Then we're going to go in...
To
happy thingies. But let's start off with our first newsies.
I'm ready.
Stop moving it because...
I can't read.
I have to read with my finger. Okay. So... Today, literally, when you are listening to this, we're posting it today.
Yes, today.
When you are listening to this, this was just brought out a few hours ago. I'm so sorry, guys. YouTube star Nikki Tutorials came out as transgender. In the video titled, I'm Coming Out, she wanted to start off the year with the truth and revealing part of her life that made her who she is.
Wow.
She said, at the end of the day... I am me. And that when she was growing up, like, because she went into, like, the full, like, story, like, past when she was, like, 9.
Holy fuck.
She first went through the transition process, stopped at 19, when she started YouTube. So she was going through it while on YouTube. And one of the things that she had talked about was that for her and I, it was just, like, kind of sad for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just that... one of the hardest things for her personally was having to tell like people about like that part of her life that she kind of like put away that she didn't want. Like she hated that part of her life, so she feels like really sad.
¿Por qué, Nikki? ¿Por qué?
Because like you know what I mean. Like it's like you know that that's not who you are.
Oh, that yeah.
And so you're just trying to. Like, I also don't think about that.
Kind of like how you said here that. Well, she also emphasized that she wanted her YouTube to be about her art and not about her being a transgender woman, which is very, like, impressive, I think. It's really powerful because you can look at someone like Nikita Dragon, who's terrible at makeup. Terrible at makeup. Has terrible products. Overall, is just a shitty human being. but like tropes on the fact that she's a transgender woman. Whereas Nikki Tutorials literally had a fucking collab with Too Faced. Literally.
Well, they also screwed her over.
That's beside the point. They didn't know she was transgender, okay? Maybe they did. That we'll get into that. But yeah, like the fact that we all know her from for her art and like her makeup and her videos and her content, as opposed to like her.
But I think the difference between Nikita and Nikki is that Nikki, like,
didn't hire someone to be her boyfriend.
Oh. No, but for her, it was more of like that part of her life she didn't want to talk about because that's just not who she was. And I felt like Nikita, she was okay with just,
you know, that's her whole personality. I think that's her whole personality, Nikita. Which obviously you're allowed to because, like, that's a big change and transition to make overall. Like, I could not imagine the strength it takes. But at the same time, Nikita's, like, not a good representation of, like, the trans community or anyone for that matter, not even the makeup community. She's so bad at makeup. Have you guys seen her videos? She is so bad. Bitch, blend your nose contour. I don't even think she's here listening to this. Blend your nose contour. Anyway.
Anyway. She said that growing up, she was really thankful for, like, her mom and...
An icon.
But the reason why she had to come... Like, I know what you're thinking. Because in the beginning of the video, if you guys saw, like, oh my God, I watched it.
Cute.
She had said that she wanted to come out and say it her own way, but that was taken from her. Because apparently some psychopathic people were literally blackmailing her and were telling her, like, you're not being yourself, you're lying to, like, your fans, and that you're too scared to let people to know, like, the real you. And so they're basically saying, like, we're gonna tell, like, we're gonna leak it, we're gonna show
your secret
and whatnot. And Nikki was just like, no, I'm gonna take the narrative back.
Yes,
and
bitch.
I'm going to do this bitch. For myself. But I just thought that was so sad. Like, just for, like, anybody, like, in general, that they can just, like, how gross of a human being do you have to be to, like, threaten somebody, like, telling, like, their, like, story? You know what I mean? Like, where do you feel like where that's necessary? Legit. And so I thought that was, like, really sad that, like, she had to go through that. And had to, like, and not even have to, like, say this within her own time when she felt like it was, like, time to say it. But good for her.
Yeah, I was so shocked.
I was shocked, too.
But, it, like I said before, it's because she's known for her content and, like, not troping on the fact.
But I also think for her, it was, like, that's a part of her life that it's not her. You know what I mean? It wasn't
her transitioning?
No, before that.
Oh, like, well, yeah. Well, I don't give a fuck about that. Like, she did. Like, I don't care about her past like that. But I think going through that type of transition and overall going through something like that is really important. Not necessary to share with people because that's your own story. But I think it's really cool that her whole personality isn't based around, like, going through such a, not traumatic, but very memorable, like, genuinely life-changing experience. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? That's all I gotta say about that. Thank you, Nikki Tutorials. I will now not buy from Too Faced anymore. I should have stopped a long time ago. I'm gonna be real with you. I should have stopped a long time ago.
They make the best setting powder.
I don't want to talk about it.
Stop buying it. I'm
sorry, Nikki. Just ignore it. We still root for you, though. Anyway, under our next newsies
with a Z. So Disney can't get us.
Fucking copyright cats. This is from across the pond.
Across the pond to our pond.
We're hopping ponds, taking a boat. So Meghan Markle and Prince Harry leave their senior positions in the royal family.
Can you believe?
Yes, I can. I'm scared. I can. It's not a big deal. Because this is why I'm going to tell you it's not a big deal.
He's not even...
Because they don't... Even the queen herself Don't come for me. I'm a fucking American citizen, bitch.
Royal family.
Do not come for me like you did for Princess D. I'm sorry. We gotta say it.
Now we got targets on our backs.
Shit. Anyway, didn't mean I believe it, but anyway, like they don't. The royal family doesn't do anything. They're genuinely figures, just figures in society, which sucks because these people get like married into the family, get born into the family. I have to burp. I'm sorry. It's like coming up. Anyway, talking about this just boils my blood. They get pulled into this family, and then there's all this drama about them. They're so even fucking, the world is obsessed with them. They're obsessed with the royals for no reason. They don't do anything. They do a lot of like humanitarian stuff, which is good, as you should. But at the end of the day, they have a fucking parliament for a reason, you know? It's like they're just figureheads. So yeah. It's weird to think, but the reason why Meghan Markle and Harry are leaving is because they want to move to the U.S. of A.
Not USA. Fuck. North America. Same they're shit. In Canada right now.
Same shit. They're going to come here eventually. They want to move to North America. They still plan to work with the Queen. I don't know. Well, I would hope so. That's his fucking grandma. Like,
yeah. Well,
fuck you, grandma.
Like, good night.
I'm moving to California to live my acting dreams. But... yeah, the royal family released a statement saying that they were surprised and shocked by the announcement. I don't know why they were shocked or surprised because I knew this was coming. But
I don't think they did. I think, like, they were like, y'all going to threaten it, but you're not really going to do it. And then when they really did,
they were like, oh. They're like, okay. But, yeah, they just want to live their own lives without having to go through the queen, which is totally understandable. These are, like, 30-year-old people. Imagine having to go through your grandma.
Everything they do, like to buy a house, they have to go through the queen.
Yeah.
Everything. It has to go to the queen. They want to send their son to a preschool, goes to the queen.
Like, I can't even imagine. If my grandma was making all the decisions for me, oh my God. I don't think I'd be in school. I would still be a virgin. Granted.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be married with children by now.
Shit. That's even worse. That's genuinely even worse than being a virgin.
I'd have to bear a child.
Which I would hate. But yeah, so now they're financially free as well as...
Well, now that means that they have to make their own money.
Like, easy. You know what I mean? Meghan Markle was like, I worked before, bitch. I'll do it again.
Yeah, but like...
And did you see that clip of them talking to the Disney CEO?
That of made me Harry? So yeah, uncomfortable. It made me so uncomfortable, too. I was like, I don't know what to do.
He was like, oh yeah, she's really interested. And I think what made me uncomfortable was the fact that the CEO wasn't more... excited
about it, yeah,
because America loves the royal family, but America nuts over the royal
here's
family.
Here's the tea though.
I'm ready.
Once they give up their title, that was the only thing that kept them in the public's eye.
Not Meghan Markle, she was on Suits.
Yeah. But nothing more than that. Like, there was nothing, like, more where I didn't see Meghan Markle on the headlines every single day.
Well, that's kind of good, though. That's probably why you picked her. She wasn't no Lindsay Lohan.
That would have been a great marriage.
That would have been amazing. I would have been in for that.
And then I would have been like, Meghan Queen, and Harry. I understand why the issues are there. But
at the same time. Meghan and Harry, if you're listening, consider it.
Are legit. But they were also saying that they're gonna, because they made a whole website, right? They made a whole ass website with questions that they already knew that the public was gonna be asking. Already answered everything, like full on hired somebody to do this website. And they were like, we're still gonna keep our titles, right? But they don't make that choice. The queen does.
Oof.
So if she's like triggered, she's gonna be like, snatch. Like, no, are not a royal anymore.
I'll
like,
take
you're
away
not,
your crown.
You're just Harry. Not even Prince Harry.
Not even Prince.
Your baby isn't a prince anymore. Like, it's stripped.
Good.
But we'll see.
Could you imagine Prince Harry just hanging out at Walmart? Going to your local Target?
I just don't even know if he can live like that. Like, I don't know if he can live the...
He was a fucking, like, army man. He was like...
And so was his brother. But they were raised in a castle with people doing things for them all the time.
Yeah, but how do you go to the army?
They made them.
I know, but they had to experience some sort of hard knock living when you're in the fucking army.
Yeah, but
do you know
like,
what they do in the army, Val?
No,
you're looking
I'm not
at me.
There. Like, I'm not in the service.
They make you eat out of bags.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. They make you eat out of bags. They're called something meals. They're
Are you in the UK military? Why are you
shouting at me?
Because I'm trying to ask you a question. Are you in the are you in the military for the UK? Yes. Have you experienced it?
What? Sorry, I got a text message and I was genuinely scratching my head because I was confused.
Have you experienced it?
My mom is texting me. My phone be blowing up.
By her mom.
My mom and my school. Just like that fucking website we use for all our schoolwork. I've gotten like 50 fucking notifications today.
You know everybody uses that?
Yeah, I know. So no, no, they don't. They use, yeah, they use Canvas. No, they don't use Canvas.
And you... I'm so sorry, guys. This is why I can't be president of the United States. This is why I can't do anything. This is why I can't become a celebrity. I'm a freaking Tom Holland of the podcast.
Val's a Tom Holland of the podcast.
I'm a Tom Holland.
Why don't you just spill our fucking secrets? I literally can't believe. I think I'm more pissed at the fact that I have to edit the whole fucking thing. And you
don't
just fucking
even just
sit
leave
here.
It in.
No, bitch. I'm going to take it out. Whore.
Okay, well, anyways. Jeffree Star and Nate broke up after 5 years of dating. Can you... Mercedes, she's such a hater. She she tells me all the time, it's so sad because he's only with him for the money.
Okay,
and
I didn't
I'm like,
say that. I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I never... I said that. I mentioned it. I never once said that.
That's karma for lying. She just hit her glasses.
I just hit my glasses on the mic. I never once said that. I never once said that. You're a liar. Val. Val's just
oh, wait.
To...
No, yeah, that was you. That was actually... Say... That was Irene.
Yeah, you... Dumb fuck.
Yeah,
dumb fuck. I'm sorry, take that back. Dumb slut, that's what you are. Anyway, I never once said that. I said it was sad. But I only said it was sad and weird because they did that whole house tour. But he explained it. But he explained it. Like, they love each other.
But they're not
in love. And I was like, that's real sad because we were all rooting for them. We were all rooting for you. But yeah, they broke up.
They broke up. And people were like, because Nate deleted all his social media, like literally like a month before they even broke up. But Jeffree had brought up like the point to where like he never, like Nate never asked for like being in the public
fade.
Eye.
Yeah.
So like, I wouldn't be surprised if he never came back on social media.
That's kind of good.
Because I feel like he just has to live his life. Because he only did it because...
Jeffree was so famous.
Yeah.
This mic just shocked me. I'm going to fucking sue Rode. Because you keep kissing it, all the freaking
water. I keep kissing
it. The fuck? Do you feel that? It's the electricity. It's the electricity between us.
But I'm going to send you this one because I feel like Mercedes is going to love this.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
So a 9-year-old boy goes by the name of Benjamin Russo.
What is he? Fucking Wizards of Waverly Place?
On YouTube. He made a Rubik's Cube portrait of John Cena. Full on Rubik's Cube.
It's pretty badass.
In the colors white and blue. It's
why
huge.
White and blue?
Because it's like the only like, I don't know.
Rubik's Cube color. I'm pretty sure Rubik's Cube comes with like more primary colors like yellow, green.
But why would he do it in those?
Why would he just do it in blue and white? What the fuck? Anyways,
the young man.
Young man.
He had said.
He's literally 9.
He's not a young man. He said, I have dyslexia. I struggle with reading and writing. I mix up my words. I get very frustrated and upset too sometimes. But having dyslexia also means I can do something amazing. When he had posted the photo. And John Cena responded with, Benjamin demonstrates courage, perseverance, vulnerability, tremendous strength, and he's an artist. I admire you, your work, and your outlook.
Oh my God, is this you?
Me though. And Benjamin had to say.
Benjamin.
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 Dyslexia is not my disability. Dyslexia is my superpower.
I should be laughing. That's not funny. That's very powerful.
It's cute.
Very cute.
Like,
very cute.
I understand what it's like.
You know what's my superpower? Lactose intolerance. That's all I gotta say. Anyway, those are our newsies. That is a high note.
Newsies.
I'm glad he was recognized by the legend. The man, the myth, the legend. John Cena. Incredible actor, by the way. Does he say? Oh no, that's The Rock. Never mind.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? I just didn't understand that because of like The Rock is cooking. Like,
yeah, it doesn't make sense.
But you know, it's whatever made him famous.
Anyway, now he's a great, not great, but he's a very well known actor.
Anyway, I don't hate his movies.
I know you don't. No. I know you don't. That's why I ain't gonna say anything.
But anyway,
I just want to stay quiet on the subject.
We got recommendations for you.
I know y'all missed it
because it was a long break and I had nothing to do. So
I'm ready.
On Netflix. This is all I have on Netflix. You season 2 came out. Finished it in a day. It was excellent.
Riveting.
It was excellent.
Get me on the edge of my seat. Literally. I fucking shocked my lip again. I'm gonna fucking sue.
It was so good. Don't fuck with cats.
I hear that's amazing.
It's so good. It's so freaking good. You guys need to watch it. It's a freaking
cats. Yes.
A documentary, guys. It's a
four-parter.
So good. And then I watched The Long Shot.
I don't know that one.
So good. Another documentary about this guy who was wrongly accused of murder. And they were trying, because he said that he went to Yankees or a Giants game. He went to a baseball game, right?
Why are you screaming?
And they were trying to, he had to prove that he was there at the baseball game. So his lawyer went through footage and footage and footage. Couldn't find anything. But guess what they were filming that day at that stadium?
What?
Curb Your Enthusiasm. And guess who was sitting in the row that that man was sitting in?
Larry.
And he, like, they went through the footage and did all that. So it's really good. I would really recommend it. And then I watched this new show called, it's not really new, but it's called Inside the Mind. And it goes inside the mind of serial killers, kidnappers,
amazing,
cartel people, and, oh, what are those people?
The mafia?
The ones that, the cults, inside a cult leader.
Cults.
Cults.
Go Colts.
Anyways,
I love the Super Bowl.
But that's all on Netflix. Check them out. Hulu, there's a show called Dollface. So funny, so good. Makes you appreciate your friends. I'll tell you that. Another thing I recommend is Disneyland. That's a recommendation that should be year round and should be mentioned every podcast because it's never out of style.
Are you proud of that?
Yeah, I'm so proud. Are you proud of that? I'm so proud.
Okay, as you should be. I have some recommendations as well.
For once?
Not as basic, but yes, for once. I, too, didn't have much to do over this break because all my friends were gone. And I don't have a boyfriend. So I had a lot of time with myself, unfortunately. It was hell.
Unfortunately. I love being alone.
Oh, okay, bitch. I don't. So... my Netflix recommendations are The Politician.
I've already recommended that.
I was like, yeah, shit to pick up. Either way, people listen for my recommendations.
Hot.
Yeah, The Politician. I finally caved and I watched it.
So good.
It was beautifully written.
She cried. She made a Snapchat of her crying. I was crying because of the song?
Yeah.
And she was like, yes.
It was good. Now. I am a woman.
Come
I'm a human being.
Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
I wish I had a river.
Shut the fuck up.
To sail away on.
You're so we're very obnoxious.
It's okay.
Anyway, Politician was amazing.
It was
amazing,
season 2.
Amazing Let's performance hope. By the entire cast. Ryan Murphy did it again, goddammit. He did it again. Anyway, that and then one of my favorite movies I recommend also on Netflix. It's called Hot Rod. So fucking good. It's like I cry thinking about it because it's just so good. It brings people together. It's such a funny fucking movie. And if you've never seen it, look into it. It's on Netflix. It's like 1 hour and 30 minutes, normal movie time. It's with Andy Samberg, The Lonely Island.
Oh, I love Andy Isla Samberg.
Isla Fisher, is that her name? Isla Fisher? I don't know how to say her name. That redhead. So good. So she was in, No, I said Pinche Chingao.
Oh, I was saying Chica Chica.
I know. She was in that fucking magician movie. Now You See Me. She's in that. She's a little redhead. She was in that.
Okay.
So good. Anyway, And then the next thing I recommend, it is a makeup product.
Ooh.
I am a basic bitch. Val knows that I recommend this to her every time I see it when we go to Target.
Every time.
It's cheap and it works. And it's like moisturizing your face. It's the e.l.f. Poreless Putty Primer. If you're not into skincare, totally okay. If you don't wear makeup, totally okay. Get this fucking primer. Because you can essentially use it as a goddamn moisturizer. Because it is so... It's like cooling as well for your face. Mm-hmm. Why are you licking your lips?
Sorry.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm
just trying.
Because I'm going to say something, but then I stop myself. So I stop myself.
Yeah.
Stop, you know?
I recommend that. And then, oh my God. So here's a little story time. I don't know if you were aware of this.
What did I do?
So over break, what it do? I tried changing my.
The year that I was born.
Why are we laughing?
She just looked at me and it is.
I know. So my birthday. I was born in 97. I am a 97 baby. But on Twitter, it was saying that I was born in 96. And I kept trying to change it to 97. A couple years back, I tried changing it to 97, and it would automatically kick me back to 96. I was like, what the fuck? And then finally, like a couple weeks ago, I changed it to 97, and it was like, are you sure you want to change your birthday? You can only do this a few times. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, it's my fucking birthday. I think I know my birthday, genius. So I changed it, and then it fucking locked me out of my fucking Twitter. It locked me out of my motherfucking Twitter. And you want to know why it locked me out of my motherfucking Twitter?
Because you weren't old enough?
Because I wasn't fucking old enough when I made the fucking account. They were like, according to our records, when you made this account, you were not 13 or older. Keep in mind I was at work. My bitch ass started crying. I started crying because I've had this Twitter since 2010. And I was 12 in 2 months. And it locked me out. And so I went through this panic.
I can't believe they just tracked you back that far. They're like, that's illegal.
No, literally, they're like, we don't fuck with that. And so that happened, and I was freaking out. And so this caused me to go onto many threads on Reddit about how to get my Twitter back. And I had to like submit my ID and all this shit. So what I ended up doing was submitting my sister's ID because she was over the age of 13 at the time I made the account. And then I got my Twitter back. But I was locked out of my Twitter for 4 fucking days. Now, what does this have to do with my next recommendation? Well, for those 4 days, I was bored as fucking shit. And I had watched everything on YouTube, still bored. And then I realized, wait a second, I have TikTok on my phone. What am I doing? So I would spend like 4 hours a day watching TikTok. And in that amount of time, I learned so many TikTok dances. I learned so many. Like, I am a 22-year-old woman. And these are 16-year-olds doing these dances.
She's going to be on Step Up.
I'm going to be on Step Up 2 in the streets. So I recommend TikTok because that genuinely took all my boredom and frustration away, and I learned dances. So now I'm hip with teens.
Because the Chinese government is going to get over it.
They're
going to
steal your information anyway.
No, they're not. They haven't yet.
Either way, I recommend TikTok.
Just watch them on YouTube.
If you get kicked out for not being 13 years old, like me, go to TikTok. That's where the comedy is. And then in some sadder news, we are aware of the Australia bushfires. Mm-hmm. Very upsetting, very sad. We actually have one listener from Australia. I don't know how.
but this is for you.
But this is, I kissed the mic again. But this is for you.
That kiss was for you.
That kiss was for you. It goes out to you. So please donate to Australia to help the wildlife as well as like essentially rebuild the landscape. You can donate to Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital or RSPCA Australia, which is what I donated to. You can find those links by Googling them. Just, you know, contribute your way. Share a fucking post about them on your Instagram.
Before we go on to the last thing, where were you when the California fires broke out? It's not just me. It's not just me who's giving out personal information.
That was one time, and I'm going to cut it out. That happened once. Regardless, where was I? At home,
where
safe.
Where were you? Where was I?
At home.
I'm not over here talking about the Australia wildfires, so why would I be talking? Why would I do anything?
For, why are you asking? So
why would
you
I do
about
something for my
California?
Own? If I didn't do anything for my own country.
Where were you when Katrina hit?
I don't even know. What year was that?
It was like
2008.
2004, dude.
How old were we?
5 or 6. We were babies. I had no money. No money, no social media. Nada.
I remember, what's the thingy? Where they all came out with that album. All the singers.
We are the world. We are the world. We are the children. We are the children.
Speaking of singing,
my last recommendation. Okay, guys. I did it. I listened to Fine Line by Harry Styles. And let me just say, I have never had such a mix of emotions, all good emotions, in within an hour, like I did listening to that album. Eventually, we will do a podcast going
full on breakdown,
track review, how it's it made us so feel. Good. It is
all the songs. This is literally the third album that I can listen to fully without skipping anything.
What are the first two?
The first two, Daft Punk, obviously, and then the second one is Phoenix. I can listen to every single song in that, and I'm just like, yes. And then Fine Line did that for me.
You hear that, Harry Styles?
You did that.
He's
for
the
me.
One listener in England.
Because we legit one listener. Thank you so much
from across the pond. Oh, or it's Harry Eroda? And Meghan. Where's on our map is Eroda? That's all I want to know. Where's our listener from, Eroda? Anyway, that's all we got for you guys. This is actually a really long podcast.
Not even. It's like, what, 8 minutes over?
Not 8 minutes. It's how long like we keep at 10 50? Minutes. We usually do 50 minutes, but since we're just so excited to be back.
Yeah, you get a little longer one. You'll love it.
You'll love it. The people wanted it. But yeah, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah, thanks so much. We will see you guys. Well, not really see you. You will hear us next week.
In the next one.
Live in the podcast, episode 10.
Oh, 10? Yes.
Question mark? Divided by two.
This was a good one. Hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, have a great week. Happy first day. Bye, classes.
Bye.
Bye.